What I wanted to do is I wanted to play this audio clip, which I was told about. That's the guy who Kiwi Farms think is me. And he showed up as well. This guy. So I need to find where he. Obviously, I need to be careful that no one's posted any. Anything weird. But he did post. There we go, there it is. Audio recording. Right, so. Let me play that. Now. Right. Can't remember what he says on it. I'm not even looking at the chat yet, so I don't know what he's saying, if anything. Right, so this is the audio recording from that post.
Hey, I'm Kaz. I'm recording this from a Razer Nari, not Ultimate, but a wireless one. I moved to the UK a few years ago. I used to come to France, and I can speak French. So, well, I'll do that right now too. Bonjour, je m'appelle Kaz. Et bon, comment dire? Je sais pas si votre ami est capable de comprendre, mais moi, je comprends bien, en fait. Donc, bon, voilà. Enfin, bref, si.
All right, so that was the audio recording. Let me play it again.
Hey, I'm Kaz.
Hey, I'm Kaz.
I'm recording this from a Razer
I'm recording this from a Razer
Nari.
Nari.
Not Ultimate, but
Not Ultimate.
it's a wireless one. I moved to the UK
I moved to the UK
a
from
few years ago.
a few years ago.
I used to come to France.
I used to go to France. So yeah. Just putting that out there. See what people think. Oh, I did say I was gonna get someone to listen to this. Let me just. Just hang on a second. Just saying, she's just woke up, so. Give me a sec. I've got to actually first convince her to actually talk on the stream. Different mic. Well, this is. I mean, what the fuck is a Razer? What the hell is he even saying? What's a Razer? Edited out the mic bit. You what? You just want me to read the mic bit? What do you want me to say? You want me to read the what he says? Is that what you're saying? Play it again in full. Okay, right.
Hey, I'm Kaz.
Let me start it louder because I just saw it's on 60%. So. You don't. I'm not gonna tell you what to say, right? Just listen to this. Come closer to the mic, right? Just listen to this and tell me what you think, right? Go away. Okay, right. So listen to this and tell me what you think. I'll play it again for the stream in a second, but now she's actually arrived, so let's see. So listen to this. Fuck's sake.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Not the internet, but where you're listening. Hey, I'm Kaz. I'm recording this from a Razer Nari. Not Ultimate, but a wireless one. I moved to the UK a few years ago.
UK!
I used to come to France. And I can speak French. So.
You can speak French?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Kaz.
You speak some French, yeah.
comment dire? Je sais pas si votre ami est capable de comprendre.
Whoa,
mais, moi,
get rid of it.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
Get rid of it.
Voilà.
Enfin, that's about it.
Bref, si.
So that's it, right? Then there was this post here, I'll show you on screen. I think it was this page here. Let me just. I'm gonna have to take this off screen because I don't know what this shows on screen. Oh, not that was showed. That was just the thing from earlier on. But there was this. Do you remember this? Do you remember this one?
I have seen that before.
That's a funny one, isn't it? Oh, it's so fucking big as well. Where is this guy talking about it? Fuck's sake. Maybe it was this page. Like 5 pages since. I last even looked at this. There it is again. Where's that guy? Oh my god. I did take a screenshot. If I can't find it. That's the Zoom thing again. What page is this fucking thing on? Did he go back? Yeah, so this guy actually apparently did upload a video, but then he fucking deleted it. So that's a bit shit. Anyway, the post was something like, I sound exactly the same as that guy. So what do you think? Do you need to hear it again?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean.
Oh, there it is. Here it is. But let me put this back on screen. Hang on. Brave. I couldn't see it because, oh shit, that's, oh no, that's just the, that's just the Tor IP, so I don't give a shit. So this guy here, this was actually the guy that first posted it, I think. So obviously he is really desperate to prove his worth on the farms. I heard he was pretty much no one anyway, so.
But
this is what he said. So here's a clip of Kaz talking. This was actually my, I could probably play this as well, actually. This was when I was on stream with Bibble the other day, I think. Oh no, this was the Jim and Metaka and listening to Jim and PPP listening, talking, and everyone else was listening.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if, like, what you say or whatever, they will just believe it's you.
Oh yeah, I know, it doesn't matter.
Because it's funny.
Yeah, I know it's funny. But like, what I'm trying to say is, where the fuck is this thing? Because Tor is so gay, it does this thing where it doesn't let you. Let me change again. It'll let me go on it now. Come on. Alright, so what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to play this outside of the browser, so you're not going to be able to see it. But that's the stream that won't be able to see it. So this is what they're saying is, quote,
the great proof.
This is where it sounds exactly the same as me.
On the panel, would they not commit cannibalism to feed their children?
Okay, I'm going to have to unplug that. Turn the mic up. I'm going to have to mute the mic, because otherwise... Oh no, I suppose I don't have to. The stream will just hear it twice.
Never. Disgusting. Really? You wouldn't? Immoral. I disavow.
You disavow eating people?
I would do whatever it takes to survive.
It's true, by the way.
You would eat people.
Yeah, 100%.
If I needed to. Well, I know they're probably a bit disgusting to eat. That would be like the very last resort. You'd have to find some bait.
Yeah, to be fair, the globalists probably have some sort of disease. I'm not going to lie.
Will you eat?
So, did the stream hear that? Let me just look at the chat. Oh, fuck. So, did that come through on stream? Oh, it obviously did, because I could hear it like that, couldn't I? So. Sounds like a man who wouldn't care about getting doxxed. They do sound the same. This guy's obviously, joking. So what do you think? That was it, basically.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, but do we sound exactly the same?
Yes.
Okay, nice. There you go, it's confirmed. All right, that's all I wanted to do. It was doubled. It was with an echo. Yeah, it's called a joke. Nolan. So what, do you want me to play it again? The original audio? Same nationality. This guy's a French person. How is that the same nationality? Right, so shall I play it again? Or are we done? Because I didn't want to ruin it straight away. So that's why I left it a few days. I thought it'd be funnier that way. Read more than one line. I don't need to play it again. Okay, good. Sup, Blue? I saw what you were saying the other day in another chat. Did you actually think this was real? Is that true, Paul? Wait, is that actually true? Because that would actually explain everything. I mean, to be fair, I can't really distinguish between Americans' accents that well. So, but I can tell the difference between American and Canadian. Most of the time. And I suppose if someone's from New York or Virginia, then yeah, I can tell the difference. But most of the time, Americans do sound the same. Unless they've got an actual deep South or South accent. So is it true that you can't discern the difference between European accents? Yeah, I know they all sound weird, but I wouldn't say the UK is European. I wouldn't say Brits are European anymore. Oh yeah, it's very funny. Bibble? Hang on. The whole Kiwi thinking Bibble is me. They think Bibble is me? Well, I thought it was hilarious from the start because these pictures from this guy, I mean, he's obviously a... I suppose you should take it off screen for a moment and then I can show some of the things. Let's see if there's anyone around. because I've probably left it too long to join the call now. I'll join the voice chat in Discord if anyone wants to join it. Oh, I suppose everyone's probably banned. So what I'll do is, if anyone wants to actually join it, tell me your Discord ID. Oh, I'm trying to fit this headphone in. Oh, you know what I can do? I can just... Because I did make a Discord a while ago. If anyone does want to call in or talk, then say something in the chat, because otherwise I won't bother doing it, because it's just a waste of effort. And I can just go away now. Now I've done what I needed to do. I thought I'd leave it a few days. And I left it about a day, I think. No, I live in the UK. I live in England. I actually have a pretty much reverse schedule. So I wake up at about, I don't know, 1:30 sometimes. And then I go to bed at about 8 p.m., 9 p.m. So I have about, I don't know, 6 hours sleep, which is more than enough. Yeah, see you later, Nolan. He's not a natural... Yeah, he's a natural French speaker. Look, I'll play it again. Look, listen. You can tell he's French from the start.
Hey, I'm Kaz. I'm recording this from a Razer Nari. Not Ultimate, but the wireless one.
Non, il ne sait pas si votre ami est capable de comprendre. Frog language as well.
Moi, je comprends bien, en fait. Donc, bon, voilà. Enfin, bref. Si.
So, yeah. Yep, no real activity, exactly. So, we're done? Are we done? Also, you know it's not real because Zoom didn't show it, because he knows it's not real, because he's not an absolute idiot. What was funny about all the awards that he was giving out there, that was pretty funny. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to wait until the viewers drop down. And then I'll stop the stream. Because we're not doing anything here. Come on, we're not doing anything. I could find... Oh, why don't you... I suppose anyone here could probably watch Andy. They could go watch Andy on Subcultured. On D Live. Let's see, where are you? Subculture. There it is. There we go. So you can go watch that. He doesn't speak English with a French accent. Yeah, the guy, I think I read that he had been there for. Been here for about 5 years. Have I closed it now? No, I haven't closed it. Okay, let me bring it back up. I suppose I can correct this a little bit like that. Change this a little bit. Change that. Make it full Take up a bit more room. Transition. I suppose I could have just zoomed in. Problem is I don't know where, if someone's posted who. He's into D&D, so, well, the thing about that one is I actually never had played D&D before. And I think I did say this on the first stream. I'd never played D&D. It's Bibble that knows about D&D. And he got us all to play it. Has Kaz been restreaming, or has he gone radio silent? I should just pretend he was a Antifa infiltrator. That's what I should do. Why was Ralph following him? I think it was because he actually spoke to Ralph, apparently. During Gamergate. Obviously, this is all what this guy is saying on Kiwi Farms. And, you know, who knows if it's real or not. But he said, apparently, he discussed 8chan threads with him. Let me just look through this. Right. I'll take it off screen again. I'm going to look through it. And if there's anything weird... The thing is, there is this really massive picture of... what people believe is Zoom's girlfriend, but you know, who knows if that's even true. He said it's not even her, so if it's not her, then it's not her. Let me just inspect element and delete this, because that's got some nudes on. In fact, this isn't even the bit where he was talking. See, if I had an account, I could just show everything that this guy's posted. But I made it a point that I wouldn't make an account on here. Especially given they got fucking hacked the other month. That was hilarious. Apparently he's some old GG guy. I'm trying to find where this guy said it. Why'd you block? That was where he said, talks about blocking on Twitter. This guy did fuck up something where he said that. He said about 8chan in 2016, and he was like, well, 8chan wasn't a thing in 2016. And the guy was like, yeah, I got my years mixed up or something like that. Who is this? Right, so this page is safe. What about this page? This page is safe. Here it is. This is where he talks about it. Let me go to this. Turn Brave on. Transition. Right. Now, obviously, I'm not looking at the stream, right? But if you can see this, it says here, wait for it to turn. Here we go. I'd never had any sexual talk with him or anything like that. Just discussing 8chan threads at the time. I didn't have my other account at the time, so no chance that would be for pick. Now, this guy is obviously French, because he's not writing right. If he was into brown guys, I really didn't know about that until now, lol. So that's where he says about that. Do I believe the Rand ducks? Yeah, I think so. I mean, everything seems to be the case. The only thing that puts me off is the fact that it's Rian Johnson, isn't it? And it's like, that's the guy from Star Wars, right? See, I thought 8chan was a thing in 2016 as well, but I didn't check. See, I seem to remember it, but, you know, I could be wrong. So I wasn't going to go out there and say, but... It is fun to see who these who people are. Rand killed Star Wars. That's right. I find it strange you'd willingly associate with Ralph, even in 2016, considering your pretty clear sensitivities. But I'm of a similar background as yourself, so I'm not shocked. Still, I find your taste in associates strange, considering your disposition. So this guy's obviously saying, look, given the fact that you're into men, and not white, why are you talking to Ralph? Oddly, there are actually quite a few people who you wouldn't expect to watch the kill stream, to actually, and they do watch the kill stream. This guy talks about how he found the forums as well. Let me see if I can find that. He basically says, because Bibble followed him yesterday, then he Googled his name and found the thread. And then he gets, someone questions him about it. And he's like, no, look, you can see it. It's on Google right here. And then he goes and links a Google search with his fucking Twitter name and Kiwi Farms in the search. I mean, fucking hell, obviously that's going to bring it up. But then he does link another one, which is showing, just his Twitter name. And it was on page 2 or something. But he wouldn't have even had to have done that. If he's using Google Alerts, it wouldn't... He said he searched for it, didn't he? Yeah. See, if he was using Google Alerts, he wouldn't have had to search. But I think if you've got Google Alerts for your name, that's pretty strange. Unless you're really serious about trying to become popular, then having Google Alerts for your name is a bit strange. Yeah, exactly. You have a throwaway name. The secret about my Discord name, which isn't really a secret because I've said it before, is it was a random name generator nickname of 2 refreshes. So it was half of one and half of another. And I kept all the details of one as what I use for, full name and all that. Some guy on here also said, why would you use your real name and link it to this? My thoughts exactly. Why would you? That's crazy. Bibble is going to replace me with another Kaz. Exactly. Exactly. That's what's going to happen. But yeah, my name actually isn't what I'm using here, obviously. That'd be stupid. So yeah, I think that's enough. managed to bore the remaining people on this stream. But I thought I'd add this. What I'll do is I'll clip this out and... Oh, shit. Because I didn't click start recording, right? So what I'll do is I'll upload the archive, like I always do anyway. I'll just clip the kill stream out of this. So then it'll just be this section. And then I'll post the link in Discord. And then unlist it, and you know, people can download it if they want. But there's no need to have it public because it's just talking shit, isn't it? Rand's throwaway. Oh, that's an idea, yeah. So it's probably his throwaway name. Yeah, I didn't read that bit. But yeah, that's probably an idea. Heartbeat of America today, Chevrolet. Heartbeat of America. Right, we can't have any people left now listening live, right? Is there anyone else listening? Press 1 if there's anyone there. Or just say something in the chat. There we go. Right, I think we've got rid of everyone. Blue. How you doing, Blue, anyway? Since the evacuation from the Ralphosphere. I mean, obviously, I don't even know if that is actually you. Yeah, a lot of people I know have gone to America for vacation. Some have gone and lived there now. I suppose the main place where I'd say people I know who have moved to is either LA or New York. But if I was going to go to America and live there, I don't think I'd want to be there. I'd want to go somewhere that seems a bit more relaxed. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be something funny you can tell him to do, right? Are you still in contact with him? Yeah, exactly. Low energy. Well, it is the middle of... Well, I suppose it's morning now. Yeah, small town without snow. That's where I'd go. I'd want somewhere that was the same weather as the UK, though. I wouldn't want somewhere where it's fucking boiling. And from what I know about Texas, is it's absolutely scalding all the time. So I wouldn't want that. I'd want it the same weather as where I am now. Banging Chinese girls when they come visit. What's wrong with that? Seems pretty funny to me. I mean, if they're willing to put out, why not? You know, people have said about West Virginia and Idaho. I was told Idaho would basically... There was one time when I was talking about this in Discord... And they were saying Idaho sounds like the perfect place from what I was talking about. But I don't really know anything about Idaho. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to live in Canada. Like, Canada's worse than the UK. Go balls deep into it. Northern Idaho is where all those neo-Nazis are. Oh no. Wouldn't want to be associating with any of those evil people. I'm sure they're very horrible people. Not good people from both sides. I'm sure they're evil. Going around doing evil things all the time. I think I should probably just put this to unlisted because for some reason people are still joining it. There we go. Alright, I changed it to unlisted. Yeah, I know that idea is, you know, put around a lot, leave your cooked country so it gets cooked more. But you've seen the UK is pretty damn cooked. Like, sub-exploration. No, I've not heard of that. You know, I wish there were... Well, to be fair, I don't really know. But it would be better if there were more UK... people I could follow, but I don't really know many, because obviously back in the day YouTube used to be great for finding people, and YouTube used to be amazing, so you could just be suggested shitloads of different people all the time, you'd find new people all the time. But now you're just stuck in your own people you've subbed to, basically. Like, what pisses me off is if I watch one video, right, and the rest of the... If I leave it on autoplay, right, it'll be Joe Rogan or Fox News. It's always Joe Rogan or Fox News. I'm fed up with Joe Rogan and Fox News. I mean, sometimes, actually, there can be some interesting stuff on Fox, but... And to be fair, sometimes some good stuff on Joe Rogan, but like we're talking like once in a million episodes. I'm not interested in watching every episode of Joe Rogan, which is what it'll fucking suggest all day. So that's pretty annoying. Wyoming is 6 feet of snow all winter, and Alaska is drunk Indians. That's not what I thought Alaska really was. I thought Alaska was like basically drunk whites who get oil out of the ground all the day. Am I wrong? Oh, I do get Jordan Peterson as well. Sometimes I'll get loads of Jordan Peterson. It's basically Jordan Peterson, Joe Rogan, and Fox News. The Rand Dox isn't real. Really? I mean, I've seen these pictures before. I've heard the name. He actually said to me that it wasn't him on, I think in private once. Or it might have been on stream. Or before a stream, I don't know. TV shows showing life in Alaska. The only thing I really know Alaska from is Metal Gear Solid. That's what I think of Alaska when I hear it, Metal Gear Solid. So why isn't the Randox real? Yeah, exactly. Like, there's the face cam picture. Everyone's seen that. Yeah, post a link. You might have to remove, like, the HTTPS part. But if you post it, and I can see it. See, I don't mind the cold. In fact, I do prefer the cold. The reason I like the cold is so I can easily control the heat. But then again, I suppose in America, you've all got air conditioners, haven't you? So you can do that even in the warm. But I think it's easier to heat up than it is to cool down, in my opinion. The bot won't let you. Why are you on Discord? You can post it on Discord. Yeah, I think I'd have to change settings to make it work. Let me see, hang on. I think I know where the setting is to allow link. Comments. Is it in comments? No. Settings. Community. I think it's in settings and community, isn't it? Oh, here we go. Block links. Alright. So, and then I need to turn Nightbot to enable links. Because otherwise it's going to keep blocking the link. Spam protection, links, enable. There you go, it should let you post the link now. Mostly fishing, not oil. All right. I don't know why I thought it was oil then. Why did I think it was oil? Fuck knows. Well, I like the climate where it's not got heat waves. And in the UK, we've started having these fucking nasty-ass heat waves. And I hate that. Like, even yesterday, it was warm. You sent, and I can't see any... Where have you sent that? Because I've not had any alert on Discord. I'm looking at Discord right now. And there's nothing there. Are you in Ralph's Discord? Oh, Flam's Discord, okay. Okay. Let me find it. All right, let me just plug this in. I guess it's on YouTube, so no problem with playing it on stream. Oh, then again, is it like, how, like, right would you say it is? Because, you know. Fuck's sake. You know, I'm just going to download this because I don't want it to go. So what it's going to do is it's going to lag for a minute. But obviously it doesn't matter anyway, so. You see, this basically is the problem, Kyle, is you will get people that support Brexit, might even suggest to have gun rights, but it's pretty rare you find anyone who is actually red-pilled in the UK. Unless they've been exposed somehow, but oddly my parents mostly are. They're like old now, obviously, but boomers are late age boomers, I think, is probably what they're in. My wife was always pretty red-pilled on things, pretty based. But I've known her since I was, like, you know, very young, so. Okay, right, that's finished now. What I can do is I should be able to play this video now. Ah, it's doing that thing where it doesn't want to. How do I do this? Okay, so I can open up Brave here. I'll have to switch the... Let me switch browser source. No, not browser source. Switch to the different Brave window. There we go. Transition. Okay, so that should be on screen. Oh, the audio.
You may or may not have heard. The UK is due to a time. Usually we don't do videos.
Oh, that's always cool, yeah. So he goes around visiting abandoned places and stuff. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I do watch some of those videos. Is that guy Explorers something? And he goes into abandoned things. There's a guy that went into like a prison as well, like an abandoned prison. That was pretty cool. Yeah, World War II stuff is pretty fun. If you like history and wars and stuff, we've got a lot of cool places, like very dedicated to World War II. Well, M1 as well, but nowhere near as much as World War II. Funny that, eh?
Politics way out of the way. Well, that's nice. Police horse poop in the street. Funny how they never get fined.
Well, he says funny how they don't get fined. Your horse can shit in the street, actually, and not... You don't actually get fined if your horse shits in the street. You don't have to clean it up. Well, there you go.
But yes, usually keep politics out of it, but British history. And therefore, why not document it now, whilst it's taking place? So I've come to Parliament Square. I'm currently walking down Whitehall. We'll be going past the Cenotaph in a minute.
So I guess so this was probably, I guess, January 31st. Oh, February 1st is when he uploaded it. I remember this night. This was a pretty good night where we actually got officially out of the European Union. And there were some pretty salty, mad people about it. People right up to the last minute were like, we can stop this. People are still saying that we can stop. We can reverse the Brexit. We can go back in, guys. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen. At least while I'm alive, anyway.
I'll show you that and a lot of the other memorials that are here as well. And actually, let me turn you around.
Oh, you went to Chernobyl as well, that's cool.
Because we're coming up.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Over there on your right, that's Downing Street. So we will take a look. But you can see all the buildings. This building's alternating red, white and blue. We have this building over here, also red, white and blue. Not a European flag in sight. But, as I say, we're not going to get too political. Maybe I will later, after a few beers. But come 11 o'clock, this place is going to go nuts. The police are out in force and they're expecting trouble. It'll be interesting, to say the least, but for the most part, this will be quite peaceful. Oh, actually, London Eye. There you go. Now, as I've said in previous videos, I hate filming in public and I'm surrounded by thousands of people.
Yeah, you'll have to pick it up as it's dark.
Standing in the middle of the street talking to yourself in London is pretty normal. Everyone's fucking mental. But yeah, let's go. Let's go to Parliament Square. Let's have a look around. And we'll just see where the evening takes us, shall we? Here we go. So this is the Cenotaph. Anyone who's ever watched Remembrance Sunday will know that
it's
this
probably going to piss a few people off.
Is the main focus in London.
I'm going to have to watch this on a faster speed.
The War Memorial. And the glorious
I've said
dead.
This before, but I normally watch on 1.75 or 2x. Because everything's just so fucking slow.
Shut up! Yeah, so over in the distance there, you can hear they're playing Land of Hope and Glory again. That's number 10, Downing Street. I'm not going to bother going over there. I walked past there earlier. A little bit of footage of that now.
Nice to meet you.
So this is neither a pro leave or remain video by any means. Purely here to see what's going on. Have a look. Granted, in some of our previous videos, you will have noticed that we do have an element of patriotism to some of our work, so you can probably guess where I fall on the argument. That's probably all I'll say about that, the politics and everything. But all I will say is whatever you've heard in the mainstream media, because this is a big issue and I know it is in the States as well, the media over here, what they're going to do, they're going to pick people out in the crowd that are drunk and, for lack of a better word, uneducated, and they're going to try and use those people as to basically try and represent everyone. So today, hopefully, you get a better picture of the kinds of people that are here, because I've met some lovely people already tonight. And it's about 10 o'clock now, so it's about an hour to go. And there's going to be speakers and all sorts. So anyway, enough of me waffling on. So yeah, we're approaching Parliament Square now, and it is heaving. Now, fortunately, I've already got a man in the crowd. granted, we haven't exactly got front row seats, but I can at least hold the camera up and get a really good shot. So it looks like the speech has already started. So let's find Graham and we'll crack on. Yeah, it's starting to get a bit more crowded now. If I look behind, look at all the people. So many people have turned out. Right, unfortunately, it is illegal to drink on Parliament Square. So cheers! 20 minutes to go. New nationals that are also calling for their exit from the European Union.
I was seeing this.
There's a lot of interesting politics going on here.
There were a lot of people from other countries pushing their own exits, which is good. You know, now we've done it, then you would hope some other countries might do it eventually. I don't know. I mean, I can't see some of the big countries doing it. Like, you're not going to see France do this. You're not going to see, you're not going to see Germany do it because they're the ones that run it. You know, you're not going to see the big ones leave. Italy? I don't know. I'd like to say Italy will, especially given their recent politics. But I think they're a long way off. But I've seen, you know, a lot of good stuff coming from Italy. They were quick to shut down certain things, like the NGO types bringing in people. I think they were quick to shut down recently. That was good. Yeah, they will fail before leaving. Yeah, exactly. Then they'll never leave. But the problem with a lot of the small countries, which I'm sure everyone knows, is they are absolutely propped up by the EU. That's why it will be next to impossible for the very small ones to leave. If you haven't seen, there was a chart that showed the donations and biggest receivers of those donations in terms of countries, and I'll see if I can find it while this plays, but it's disgusting to see
here this evening.
Oh, here it is. Now, obviously, this is from the BBC, so you're going to have to just try to believe it, because the BBC is just full of shit. But if I show you this... Where is it? Where's it gone? Oh, hang on. There we go. Right, so hopefully that's on screen. Yes, it is. So you see here, Germany, UK, France, Italy, Netherlands, Sweden, Austria, Denmark, Ireland, Finland. And then you've got the people who are receiving. Just look at that. Like, the whole of the EU is propped up by 5 countries, basically. You know, 2 really, in reality. But just look at Poland, look how much they get. Look how much we were given. You know, we were given shitloads. This here, how much per person? Did it say? Okay, so the UK, according to this, it doesn't actually say what the UK's contribution per person was. But if Denmark was... Oh, hang on, it does say €112. See, they say this like it's nothing, right? They're saying, oh, you're not, you know, you guys aren't really giving that much per person. What's the problem? What's the problem, Goy? But one penny is too much. One penny is too much. Exactly, given as much as Poland gets. So, the whole situation was disgusting. You know, we were given like 7.5 billion. Oh, here it is, 7.4543 billion euros, 6.55 billion pound. If anyone wants that link, I'll post it in the chat. There we go. Yes, none of that anymore, thankfully. You know, these bastards still wanted us to carry on paying. They still wanted us to keep paying things. Well, you promised to pay. Fuck off. Promise this.
And this is it, everyone.
5, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So the government refused permission to launch fireworks, so this guy's just going for it. Right, okay, so that was, the Brexit Day celebrations in Parliament Square. What you didn't just see on camera, which I wish I had it recording, but you know, he would have got the arse with me.
He was being
a naughty boy. Oh, it's the police being pedantic. I had an open beer in Parliament Square. I explained earlier it's illegal to drink at Parliament Square. And he took the beer off me and he poured it down and he just threw the can on the ground. So I challenged him and then said, well, that's abandonment and you've broken the law. So, because he had no sense of humour.
He didn't like that.
No sense of humour whatsoever. So we came to the agreement that he wouldn't write me up a ticket for drinking in public where I'm not supposed to. and I wouldn't report him to the Independent Police Complaints Commission. But yeah, fair enough. We shook hands. I'm fine with that. Although £1.50 for a can of beer, ridiculous. But anyway, yes, politics aside, thanks for watching. And next week, I do promise, we've got a really good video, Massive Abandoned 4. So yeah, see you guys next time. Cheers.
There we go. Right, so I've got that up. It took me a sec. Basically, when I do that, it goes all fucking laggy. And I did listen back once. And when I talked and it started lagging, it did this weird repeating of the audio. And it's pretty annoying to listen to. So, I'll read this out. Just to inform everyone, we've drawn the ear of a known paedophile, an exceptional individual. Rather than dealing with the people that he has specific issues with, he's decided to go after the people who just vaguely associate with him. Public Discord, you should not take your safety for granted just because it's only one exceptional individual that managed to elude his tired wrangler. Stay safe. Keep associations with your IRL life as far away as you can. Refrain from clicking on links from people you don't know. I mean, that's pretty fair advice. I mean, you shouldn't be clicking on things. You should try to keep a distance and split your IRL away from things. Not really because of this situation, but more if you're saying things that certain people don't like, then that obviously could attract different attention. But from what I've seen, I don't think he goes after complete unknowns. So, alright. I think that's it, guys, because I don't think we've got anything else to say. I suppose what I could do, just so it's definitely in the video and the last thing we talk about, is go back to this. Let me change window. Oh, so of course, just because I move that background, shrink this a little bit, there we go, transition. So just for the last thing, we'll play it again. So everyone can hear it again.
Hey, I'm Kaz. I'm recording this from a Razer Nari. Not Ultimate, but a wireless one. I moved to the UK a few years ago. I used to come to France. And I can speak French. So, well, I'll do that right now too. Bonjour, je m'appelle Kaz. Et bon, comment dire? Je sais pas si votre ami est capable de comprendre. Mais moi, je comprends bien, en fait, donc bon, voilà. Enfin, bref, si...
There you go, that's it. So, clearly, it is exactly the same person. And clearly, this guy is me. Clearly this guy is me. I would definitely be posting this on the internet. It really fits my personality. Oh, this was a funny post. The one? Oh yeah, this was where he talks about how he found himself. Found the thread on my info on page 2. on page 2, page 3 of Google. And it made me panic. So, there we go. Now my dog's going to bark. You going to bark? No? What are you going to do? You going to go out? All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk the dogs. Because I'm tired. And I need to do something to wake up. Yeah, Razer. Oh, that's the old Razer phone, isn't it? I remember that. Like Motorola. Motorola Razer. That's what he was on about. Shit, I didn't even think of that. Nari, was it? Nari or Nanny? Oh, this is... Oh, it's a headset. I was thinking he was on about the phone. Oh, fucking... It's because I'm using the Brave thing. Brilliant. Nice one, Razer. Wow, I guess they just block all of Tor. Yep, they just block Tor completely. Brilliant. Pretty gay. But yeah, so I guess this is a headset. That's what I was thinking, flip phone. You know those old Razer flip phones? They were pretty popular back in the day. I seem to remember the first one, when it first came out, being good. But it was very quickly replaced by something much better. And I think at the time I did wait. And didn't get it. And then I got something better after. But I can't remember what I got. Moto Razer, wasn't it? There it is, is it? I always thought it was a very girl phone. Always thought it was pretty a very girly phone. So yeah, I didn't get it. This is many years ago now, though. We're talking, what, mid-2000s, early 2000s? Probably about 2004, I think. Let's have a look. Marketed until July 2007. Yeah, here we go, 2004. I can't believe there's still 66 people with this tab open. I've got a Razer mouse, I think. And actually, I think I've got the keyboard. Not on here, this is a laptop, so... You know, actually, I might also have... Oh no, they're broken. Yeah, I do have some Razer headphones. But they broke ages ago. And they weren't actually mine, they were the wife's. Carl. Yeah, see, I remember... not having it because, one, it looked girly, but then I didn't, and then a much better thing came out. I'm pretty sure within like a month or 2 months of when it came out. But I can't remember, it's so long ago. Oh, the guy also said he blocked Bibble like straight away because he thought he was like a data harvester or something. Like a random 20k follower account follows him. Is that what Bibble has? 20k? On Twitter? Oh no. I don't know where he's getting the 20k from then. Don't know which account he's on about. Here we go. Look, this is me. Mod of the Chill Stream and member of ER Inner Circle. Go back a few pages, you'll find that he had two Twitter accounts. One not safe for work. That outed him as a coloured, thirsty gay man and furry who was into Shrek porn and Lucador? Lucador? Let me just play that because I don't know what that means.
Luchador. Luchador.
Luchador.
Luchador.
Luchador. Underwear. Bibble and Ralph were following the Safe Work account until the information got outed here, and both unfollowed within minutes. Now we have someone claiming to be Shrek lover Kaz, but not the Chillstream Kaz, even though we've confirmed both are one of the same. Oh dear. Spinning a convoluted story of how he knows Ralph from 8chan, getting his timelines and boards confused. Hasn't interacted with him for 5 years, and this is just another Kaz who happens to be English and happens to like the guy. It's from the UK and just happens to use the very same online handle, who is Ethan Ralph's Janny. All very Brian Dunn-esque. Yeah, that's right. Luchador is a Mexican wrestler. Yeah, I think I've probably still got all the phones from that era. I think they're all lying around. Oh no, I'm not. I just think it's funny. I'm just saying, I think it's funny. And I don't hate these guys, you know. It's pretty fucking suspicious if you look at it. Because, like, a random guy named... like, similar to the name that I use, Ralph follows, you know, it would look on the face of it like it is me. So I don't blame these people for doing it. They're only saying, posting what they think is true. And more power to them. And it's not like they're categorically saying it. You know, it's just the talking phase, isn't it? You know, if they did genuinely think it, then yeah, that would be a bit silly. But you know, it's been a few days; they realise it's wrong. So yeah, everyone makes mistakes, I guess. Lobo being Spanish for wolf. Lobo more of a husky or German shepherd name. Hmm. Well, it is funny if you look at the pictures that this guy... I mean, I don't think I can really show them on here because they were actually pretty not safe for work. Obviously, I can't show them on here. If I find, let me find the Twitter account. Hang on. Let me take this off screen a sec. I have to find where the Twitter account. I don't know what page that was on. That was on like page 1065, I think. Oh no, 1064. Here we go. Let me just scroll down a little bit to make sure it's not. There we go. Oh, has this not got the Twitter in it? Oh, it has got the Twitter, yeah. Let me just load this up to make sure it's fine. Okay, the Tumblr is fine. Oh, I haven't showed this guy. This is the guy's boyfriend. So what people were saying is, people were saying, because it looks, they're saying, oh, this guy looks kind of like Ralph. So it was just a funny coincidence. Let me show you. Transition. Right. So this was the first post, I think. Pretty sure Chill Stream Uncut is just Bibble. That's right, I am Bibble. What we do when we're on the show on Sunday and any other times is we just... Well, no, I do, because I am Bibble. I just change accents. And then I'm Bibble. And then I just change back to my own accent. See, that sounded basically the same to me. Yeah, I'm not very good at putting on the accent, unless it's very exaggerated. This guy says it's not Bibble. Here we go, yeah, because obviously I selected the country I live in. Here's the guy's Instagram. Alright. Is it not letting me? Here we go. Let me zoom in. There we go. So. Hang on, let me just look at this. So yeah, this was the guy's Instagram. He's got a Switch as well, so that says everything, right? Just looking at these pictures, it's just fucking insane. Why would you post these? Why would anyone post these images? This is his Tumblr. So he draws basically gay furry art. I guess he makes some money from it. There you go. See, I don't know what that's going to show there, so I won't go any further down. But what I can do is open up the Twitter. Safe for work Twitter. I did scroll through this the other day. Yeah, and he's playing Final Fantasy. See, I've never actually played Final Fantasy. I was talking about it with Andy, and he was saying, you know, it would be, I should play it, and he was very, very encouraging me to play it. So, still might play it. This was the guy's Twitter. It was just funny because it was literally the total opposite to anything. That's me. Oh, hey, Ferd. Why am I? I don't know. Why was he unmodded and banned? See, I don't exactly know why. Because the unmodding happened, I think, was it yesterday? The day before? That was when I missed the restream, right? And I don't think he's been banned. Banned from where? The Discord? Have a look. Oh, right, okay. I don't think so. I don't think it's because loads of people are talking shit about pay. So I don't think he'd be banned for that. Banned from the DLive chat. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't actually looking at the stream at the time. But yeah, I don't know. Did he talk about it on the stream? Maybe he talked about it on the stream. I don't think he did. I don't remember hearing that on when I watched the mirror. If I miss it, what I'll normally do is I'll either upload it and then play it on 2x. Or if it's the next day, it depends, I might not watch it. Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean, I've not... It might be that the people that are getting banned are revealing themselves to be people who are already banned. You know what I mean? So it's not necessarily the fact that they're saying that thing then. It's a combination of other things. I don't know. It's all very gay. Ferd, why are you gay? What, have you got a problem with the gays, Ferd? You're saying you don't like my darks? Don't like my not safe for work Twitter? I know you followed. You've got those saved. You probably printed out all those not safe for work pictures. Disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah, I don't know. I literally don't know. I know I haven't banned anyone talking about her. The only thing I've said is, you know, she seems to be taking it well, so. I mean, she knew she was going to get a lot of shit from being around Ralph, so. How old is she anyway? Is she like mid-20s or? Does anyone know? I did join that guy's Discord, Phantom Organization. Let's see what he's doing. Is he online? I don't think he's online. If he's, I can see though, if he's banned. Let me see. What's his name? Just Phantom on here. Phantom Org. Incorporated. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll copy his Discord ID. And then search for it. I mean, I can see, obviously, he was banned. I don't know if he said anything, though. But, I mean, you know, given everything, it makes sense that he would be, though, doesn't it? I don't think he's going to talk about people who are completely unknown. You know, like, he didn't even talk about the stuff with me. So, you know, he's not interested in people who are completely unknown. But then again, he probably didn't show mine because it wasn't me. Well, I guess we'll have to look forward to that stream. Why are there still 54 people with this tab open? I've got no idea, Blue. I've never seen her stream. And I wasn't on the show when she was talking with Bibble. So I've got no idea what she said. I mean, if she did say that, then, you know, basically just a fuck you to anyone who's saying it, so.
Because they don't care if people are getting them. If anything, I'd say I'm pro rather than bring unwanted kids into the world. The main thing is others seem to be anti-abortion. Well, then you've got to think, like, are people really doing it because they are anti-abortion, or are people just doing it just to try to piss her off and have a laugh? I think they're generally doing it to just have a laugh. All right, I've got down to where I said in my mind. Yeah, so I've got down to the number where I said I would stop the stream in my head. So, there we go. If anyone's left, click on the subscribe if you haven't. I probably should have said this at the start, really, shouldn't I? Oh, well. Not being a very good... not being the best channel runner, I guess. Alright, yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to private this, and then I'm going to clip the kill stream out. No, what I'll do is I'll leave it public for now, right? I'll upload the mirror, then I'll private it, and then I'll clip out. Yeah, right. So I'm going to leave this public for a bit, upload the mirror, private it, and then clip out the kill stream part, and then I'll just leave this part, then I'll unprivate this one. I can't be bothered to find a clip to end it with, so... I'm literally just going to click stop stream. So, is there anything else that people can watch? Is Andy still streaming? Let's see if Andy's still going. Or if Flamenco's streaming. Yeah, Flamenco's streaming. So, you've got Flamenco. Where is he? That's Flamenco's D Live. And then we've got Subcultured, which is Andy. And there's also Flamenco's YouTube. You can find it. Not showing up in the search for me. Oh, there it is. Fucking hell. Took a minute. And then this is his YouTube. All right. So I'll give people a minute to leave. Then they can just click on that link. Or close the window. And then I'll stop the stream. If anyone actually has a question or anything, you can ask it. Of course. But that's it. We are done here.